Democrats double Republicans' ad spending in Georgia runoff battle. By Ashley Oliver on November 29, 2022. Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, and his supporters are continuing their massive spending spree in Georgia as Warnock competes in a tight Senate runoff race against Republican Herschel Walker. Warnock and his fellow Democrats have poured nearly $37 million into campaign advertising since Election Day, according to Ad Impact data shared by NBC. That figure is more than double the $15 million Republicans have spent on ads in the same time frame, NBC observed. Moreover, a majority of Democrats' $37 million, approximately $18 million, was spent by Warnock's campaign, the outlet noted, meaning Warnock alone has spent more than Walker and Republican groups combined. Warnock and Walker are facing off in a competitive runoff election after neither candidate crossed the 50% threshold required by Georgia law to win the general election outright. In the general election, Warnock significantly outraised and outspent Walker, though that ultimately translated to Warnock not only not winning, but coming in ahead of Walker by less than 1% of the vote, 49.4% to 48.5%, according to the Secretary of State's official results. Warnock had raised $115 million compared to Walker's $37 million by mid-October, according to an Atlanta Journal-Constitution report. Warnock had raised the most money from California, while the greatest percentage of Walker's donations had come from Georgia, the outlet noted. Overall, Warnock has spent well over double what Walker has spent, according to Open Secrets data through November 17. Regardless of Warnock's fundraising and spending advantage, the race outcome will boil down to which candidate can motivate more Georgia voters to turn out to the polls in a runoff election when the midterms have largely concluded and voters have shifted their attention to the holidays. Democrats have already secured 50 seats for next year, enough to give them the majority given Vice President Kamala Harris would cast tie-breaking votes. However, there are still stakes to consider. If Walker wins and Republicans reach 50 seats, Democrats would be forced into power-sharing agreements with Republicans and they would also need perfect attendance and complete agreement to pass pivotal votes. Turnout, turnout, turnout. Nothing else matters, a Walker campaign source told Breitbart News. Early voting suggests voters are indeed turning out to the polls. The Secretary of State's office reported that a record-breaking 301,545 Georgians voted early in person on Monday, the highest number of voters to show up for early in-person voting on a given day in state history. As of Tuesday morning, a total of 468,000 had voted in person ahead of the December 6 election. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.